Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Amen. How long will it last and how bad will it get are questions we're asking at this time in the global pandemic. And Easter comes with God's big story as the panoramic answer of what is most real during these surreal days. Who would have thought we would be here celebrating Easter in a sanctuary that is conveyed to you in your homes, in your offices, or in your cars with your mobile devices, rather than our being together in person, filling this sanctuary. But in the midst of where we are, God is the risen presence. And he stirs among us with a victory over death that is powerful and transforming. With limitless meaning and application, the transforming power that makes us an Easter people. So it is that this victory of Christ is a victory that's for you, that you may trust and know for sure within your life and to be able to experience its power as we move forward. And the experience of Christ coming to you as the promise of the resurrection. So it is that the earliest ones who arrived at the tomb that we see in their witness of Luke 24, verses 5 and 6. Though why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. My prayer for you is that wherever you are and what pressures that you're experiencing in your life, you are able to also come to the tomb wondering if the pressures are going to take you under. And instead to be able to see the promise of the resurrected Christ lifting you up. Up from the grave he arose like a mighty victor over his foes, as we sang earlier. This is Easter faith. Easter faith is seeing our circumstances from God's bigger view. Instead of our looking at everything through COVID-19, God wants us to see both the viral pandemic, the circumstances of our life in his big view. Faith enables us to have a wider lens to see our circumstances, able to see higher from the view from above to where we are, and to have the view from below by which we can see what is yet to come. This is the power of an Easter faith that enables us to believe. When we look at the scriptures that our youth read for us beautifully, we can look at also the very reasons why we can believe and trust in the resurrection. To be this Easter people, I believe because Easter fits the nature of God's creation, that spring follows winter as life follows death. To look at on that first day of the week when the women arrived, they arrived not knowing what they would find, but they thought they were going to be finding death. And they didn't know how they would be able to anoint the body of Christ that had been taken from the cross at Calvary. But they trusted that somehow the tomb's door would be open where they could enter in. What they did know is they wanted to be at that place. They knew that God was a God of hope and a God of promise. They knew that God somehow, some way, would take the scene of apparent death and turn it into something bigger than itself. I believe because I've seen the transition when believers have died, leaving the pains of an illness or the tragedy of an accident, and leaving from this world and entering to the realm of heaven, I have seen them looking into some dimension that's beyond where they were, sensing that they were breathing their next breath in a heavenly life. Whether it was an Ed or a Jim or a Bill or a Nancy within the intensive care unit or being with someone at their home in that experience, including my own mother and my father, holding their hands, there's something else was going on besides merely their bodies stopping, something bigger that you could feel in the room. And so it was that they found this tomb that was empty, that something bigger was occurring, and I trust in your life now. You have a confidence to be able to live because you're not afraid to die. that you have a confidence that your life is headed in God's trajectory, filled with the capacity of a faith in this Christ, because you have seen the empty tomb personally for your own faith and the foundation of who you are. I believe, because I know it's true in my own life, but I know that what my life is about and the tough stretches that I've made my way through were only possible because there was a force beyond me that was stretching me, growing me, giving me an energy beyond my natural energy. I know because I remember when in the front seat of a car when I was a kid, and I said, Lord Jesus, I give my life to you. That in the transformation that I experienced in my life then and updated through the course of my journey, I've been raised back to life more than once. Grace over sin, hope over despair, the sense of a conquering force of God. I trust that you know today that you have said yes to this Christ. And as they entered the tomb, the earliest ones who were on the scene were the women. They knew it was true, that you know that it's true. I believe also in the power of this resurrection because the first ones who were there were women, and therefore they were given the historical legal account to give witness to the resurrection of Christ. Even though in the day of Jesus, women were not allowed to give a legal witness in a court of law, the Lord showed that everyone, girls and boys, women and men, are equal in the throne of heaven to be applied to a life here on earth. And because the first ones who were there were women disciples, the very women that we see in Luke 8, 1 through 3, who followed Jesus, were supporters financially, supporters in encouragement and prayer in the teachings of Christ. They were there at the empty tomb, and therefore they were the first on the scene in the record. I believe because unbelief was dealt with directly on the first Easter. Skeptics became believers then and now. The earliest signs were there. They were wondering, what is this? They were trying to have what they were seeing to grow into what they were needing to understand. They were having the questions of who, what, where, when, how, and why, those empirical questions that we ask to determine if something is real. And there was the reality of the Christ speaking into their skepticism. Luke, the writer of this third gospel, himself was a medical physician, himself was a historian, was writing into the standards of history of his day, and his criteria surpassed the other histories written of his day, and they stand the test of time today. I believe, because lives are transformed today by the reality of Christ's resurrection. Present reality is the continuity of the past reality, meaning Christ who lived then lives now. Christ transforming the sins forgiven on the cross, forgiveness now. Christ overcoming death then overcomes death now. It's the continuity of a creation, even as we can see a sun on this Easter day shining from 93 million miles away, giving a witness of a creation that happened long ago. So it is the Easter shine. It's promise for a reality for us to see today. It fits the nature of God. I believe because there was transformation of people in our baptism. People who have said to the Christ, I believe in you. As they're raised to walk, to rise from the baptismal waters, as we would have had today in our worship services. They know that they're being risen not only to a new life on earth, but a new life forever in heaven. Many of you know some of my favorite Easter stories through the course of my life and ministry that I've seen happen. That in my office is a shotgun shell of someone who was going to commit suicide, and at midnight on Easter called me and made a promise to come see me. And before the sun rose, the shell had been taken from the breech of his gun and placed into my hand, as he had trust that God was bigger than the failures that he was feeling in his life. I've seen this power of the resurrection and the promise of people who were giving a witness to say, I want you to know that I have trusted in the most difficult moments of my life that I have seen the power of the Christ shining through. Earlier today, I asked Jacob, what song did he find himself humming on this Easter day? One of those that he responded to was this classic by Don Francisco, He's Alive! I happened to be the pastor of Don Francisco's mother, Nancy Lee. And as we were preparing for her funeral service, we were just about to go in the sanctuary, and Don was clear to me that he didn't want to sing this song that was iconically popular. It was just so well known in the Christian movement at that time, kind of like a Dutch painter not wanting to paint another windmill, or a hill country artist not wanting to paint another blue bonnet, just because people just expect it. And yet, when we walked in, he says, I've got to sing it. And as he sang the song at his mother's funeral service, he was singing it as a son seeing the resurrection power at work in the life of a woman who brought him into this world. He couldn't do anything except to sing the power of the story. And so it is in our lives that when we have deep-rooted inside of us that we say in this time of the COVID-19, everything feels different. And yet it feels familiar. It feels different, but it feels familiar because the same God who was with us before the pandemic is with us now and will see us through. It feels different because we have a set of circumstances where we can't work like we used to work, where we can't touch people as we used to touch people, where we can't be in the sanctuary for the experience that is here, that we are not living our typical life. And yet it is the same Lord who is with us, and we pray. And I pray for you that you're allowing him to be updated in your life with a new reality shining out his promise. I believe because the biblical account of Christ's resurrection speaks into the truth for all of Scripture. When Jesus said, I have prepared you for what occurred in verse 7, it was only at the resurrection that they remembered those words and it helped them to make sense of what they were experiencing in their life. And so it is the Lord who knows you has gone before you. And in going before you has spoken a reality that you may be able to understand what's occurring in your life then. Like that Easter story of when my father-in-law was in the car going up to the house on an Easter day in 2005, and the house was being burned by an arson. He found himself singing a hymn of faith because the hymn was there to give words of what he most knew to be true, that the house could be rebuilt, and that his dream and commitment in life had not been destroyed, and the family would have a place to live. So it is that fear can say to us, nothing is going to be the same, and it will be worse than before, and God will say, let me be this greatest reality in your life, and as life changes for the future, allow me to be at work through you to make it even better than it was before. Stretch yourself into the bigness of Easter. The two therefores of this sermon is to let yourself be changed by the times in which you're living, by the timeless message of Christ and the timeless victory of Christ from the grave. Stretch yourself into the bigness of the moment and you will see and feel God pervading in a victory over your life and through your circumstances. When Peter finally arrived at the tomb, having heard the witness of the women disciples, he saw the empty tomb, but he was wondering to himself what had happened, what it meant. Peter was needing to stretch himself to take in what God was showing. So often that phrase is out of Missouri, seeing is believing. But so often in the life of believers, we find what we are believing catching up with what we're seeing, that our seeing with the eyes of faith makes sense to what we're seeing with the eyes of our bodies. And so it is, the second therefore, to know that the life that you're living now is critically important. Don't let a changed routine change you from knowing that you are important to God, you are loved by God, and God has a victory for your life. Don't let the sense of a sadness move into a deep despair within your life, or if you're in a place of despair, allow God to bring you out, to bring you out from that despair. Because, brothers and sisters, as the Apostle Paul wrote in the first written account of the resurrection, he wrote this truth, let nothing move you away, but be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. That is, what you do in your life now will determine who you will be on the other side of the global pandemic. We've said from day one, when we realized this new reality of a challenge was dawning across our world and the life of San Antonio and the life of our church, that the faith we live now and how we live our lives through faith now will determine the shape of who we are individually and as families and as a church and moving forward. And so, as many of you in your businesses have had to change practices, many of you in your personal finances have had to make those adjustments. Many of you in the practices of what had been typical for you in this atypical time, God is saying, trust Him to know that the adjustments that you make, not out of fear, but in faith, that you have turned your fear into a faithfulness that will see you through. That's exactly how God is shaping you to be an Easter person in this 2020 season. For it was to the early church that the Apostle Paul said, because, O grave, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Christ. Amen. Last evening, I received word from a friend that his daughter had died. On Easter Eve, his daughter had died. And he found himself leaning all the more between a Good Friday and before the resurrection morning. And knowing that his daughter was resting into the presence of God, held into his hands, his loving hands, his hands that restore life for her in a new body, that though he will feel the grief of her no longer walking this earth as he is walking the earth, he will find that there is an answer to that grief by the victory that Christ makes possible that enables him then to move on with his life into the future. It's not a pain that goes away, but it's a pain that is transformed from a deeper faith, an informed faith that comes by sorrow, but it is filled with the soaring power as an eagle with wings soaring to the heights of God's truth for earthly living. Oh, brothers and sisters, He is risen. He is risen indeed. As we move to this time of response, let Easter 2020 be the clear moment in which you have said, Lord, I believe, I give my life to you. You are the power beyond all power on earth. I trust in you. I accept you as Savior, meaning you have saved me from my sins. As Lord, meaning you're the one whom I will follow forever. You're the one to whom I'll bring my questions, and you're the one to whom I will follow to figure out the answers in light of faith. That I believe that you truly are the Son of God, completing a Messiah mission written of in Scriptures, but more than that even is that you know it is real in your life today and that you have found a commitment that gives meaning for all eternity and apply it to this Easter day of April the 12th, 2020. Oh, Lord, you have come up from the grave, defeating every foe, and unto you we say, you have made us into an Easter people.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.